Oh, man. Whew, boy, it feels good to be back doing this. I'm not going to lie. Really feels really, really well. Feels great. Welcome back to a new episode of Noble Thoughts with Noble Lee. For everybody who has been here with me before, I appreciate you guys. Those who are just now popping up, this is a podcast about music, movies, you know, TV shows, any kind of pop culture type stuff. I have previously for a while had tried to take it off of like world views and shit like that, but you know, I realized like I'm limiting myself as a person by doing that, because some of that stuff is pent up and I do have thoughts and opinions on that, and that's another thing. These are my thoughts and opinions. These are nobody else's. Don't take what I'm saying to heart. Don't take it, you know, don't take it and live by it and be like, oh well, Noble said that, you know, this is how this works, so that's definitely how that works. If you go back through my episodes, you'll see this one that says do your own research. That's what I apply everybody to, do their own research, just like I do my own. But you know, we live in an information age where it seems like everything is always constantly changing and evolving based off of who said it, or based off of the precedence that people were trying to use it for. Like, I mean, that's what you're doing in life. You learn stuff to be able to either hold on to it to use it for something, but then when whatever it is, you know, you're learning, if it changes, then you have to evolve with that. You can't just hold on to like, well, they said this was like that, you know, last week, and that was, you know, ironclad. But then you find out that it changes, you'd be like, well, I should still be able to do it based off of that. It's like when you get a new cell phone plan and you've been with that company for 10 years, and then they switch over and get to another person, another company buys them out or something like that, you're like, well, I'm grandfathered in, so I should definitely be able to get this. I don't want to change. I mean, that's true, I get that, but everybody else can't, they're not gonna be able to look at your plan and say, well, he had to keep his plan. I'm like, well, that works for him, this is worse for you, because you weren't back there with that. So you have to, you know, roll with how things are done now. I mean, that's how life goes. I mean, we all understand that to a certain extent. So you know, with all that crap, you know, out the way or whatever, there will be language. I'm sorry, I try to do without language, and I realize that's not how I talk. That's just, you know, another, like I said, I'm trying to go unfiltered, not saying I'm trying to be blue all the time. I'm just trying to get my voice and get my thoughts out. And yes, if you're hearing this, you're thinking, why does it sound like this? I do this in the car. I drive a lot, you know, during the week. So sometimes it's going to be really, really audible, great. Sometimes it'll be real low. Sometimes it'll be great, because I do actually have a home setup. I just don't have the time to do the home setup. I do have a one-year-old, and that's not an excuse. That's the reason why I don't get a lot of it done, because taking care of a one-year-old, it is draining to the point where you work a full-time job, you do a podcast. I don't get paid to do the podcast. I do the podcast out of the love of me wanting to get my thoughts off and share them with other people. I try to do a blog. I suck at writing. I write the way I talk, so when you read it, it looks really weird. And yeah, I could, you know, write everything down and, you know, have my wife go back through it and make it make sense, but I'm not trying to add extra stuff to her plate. We have a one-year-old. I don't, you know, she don't need to babysit me too. So with that being said, the last podcast, or the one, it was about Black History, 3 minutes long. I told you straight where to go, and I hope you guys did it. Love Amber Ruffin. If you have not got a chance to check her show out on the Peacock, it's on there. If you haven't got a chance, if you don't have a chance to watch it, check out her updates on YouTube. Her YouTube page is amazing. I really do appreciate everything she's been doing. And she just puts, you know, enough style and flair into it. Between her and Roy Woods Jr., they get the shit popping. So we're going to move back into movies. So, man, there's been a lot of movies and TV shows that I have started, popped into. Some of them old, some of them new. Trying to figure out what's the best one to start with. So, we all know Godzilla vs. Kong is going to be coming out here, I think, this... Oh, actually, it might have dropped today. So, I haven't got a chance to watch it yet, but I had not watched Kong Skull Island, and I had not watched Godzilla King of All Monsters. I didn't want to watch Godzilla King of All Monsters, because the last Godzilla movie I saw was the one in 99 or whatever, with Matthew Broderick and Gene Reno and Hank Azaria and... I forgot what old girl's name was. That was the main chicken. I forgot, because I feel like I ain't seen her in nothing else. She might have been something else, but I forgot what her name is. But anyway, I haven't watched the movie since then. And the reason why I haven't watched the Godzilla movie since then is because that one scene in that movie, if you have not seen it, this is a spoiler. I'm sorry for you. It's been out long enough for you to, you know, see it. There's a scene in the movie where There's many Godzilla eggs that are in Madison Square Garden that hatch. So you got like six to nine feet little Godzilla, mini Godzillas running around. There's a point in time in a movie where everybody's running from them because they're hatching and they're huge and they're gonna, you know, they're about to, you know, eat everybody, right? So they are running from them through Madison Square Garden. My man Matthew Broderick knocks over He knocks over a gumball machine. I believe it was a gumball machine or something like that. It might have been like some toys or something like that. But you know what I'm talking about, a little gumball machine. You put 25 cents in the thing and twist it, get it. Oh, I'm so happy. Anyway, this man knocks these over. They smash, gumballs everywhere. The little Godzillas run by and slip on the mug. As they're running from them, they're getting the elevator, they hit the thing, and they just happen to slip and fall, and it's cartoonish. I was done. I was like, I'll never watch this movie again. I'll never watch it again because of that. Because there was other dope parts in the movie leading up to that, but that was the point where I officially checked out. This was in 99. I was like, what, 12 years old? 11 years old? And I was even thinking like, yo, that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. But hey, it is what it is. So anyway, haven't seen the Godzilla movie since then. Boom, I saw a 2014 Godzilla movie. It had Bryan Cranston in it. It had Aaron Taylor Johnson, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. Dude played Quicksilver in Endgame. Yeah, he was in there. And, you know, homeboy from Kick-Ass. So I watched that movie. I liked the movie because I liked the war aspect of it and everything. Godzilla was only in there for like 15 minutes, I think, like all together, and it was Godzilla is the main thing on the poster. But yeah, you got like, you know, drop in troopers and stuff like that. You talk about the whole background of like the, you know, explosion, you know, give big, you know behind the scenes stuff, you know, not behind the scenes, but like history on it and everything like that. But Godzilla was only in there for a little bit. I was like, no, that I felt robbed when I watched that movie. So didn't even want to watch it. And I heard Kong was coming out. I was like, I'm good on that. Never been a huge fan of King Kong. Not just, you know, I'm not gonna be like everybody else. I'm like, oh, King Kong's definitely racist. But I'm not worried about that. I just wasn't a big fan of, you know, any kind of extra monster movies and shit like that. So I saw the trailer for Kong versus Godzilla, and I was like, yo, this looks good. Especially because they filmed Rampage around where I live at here in Georgia. So I was like, okay. And I still haven't seen Rampage yet. It was funny. They told me they were filming Rampage. I left early to go try to see if I could, you know, just be a stand-in, walk-in, whatever. Got there. They had already broke down everything. I was like, God damn it. That shit made me so mad. Anyway, we're off that. So I was like, you know what? I told myself, and I think I said on the podcast, that I was going to review both of these movies to get set up for this because I really wanted to see this. So I watched both of these movies. I finally finished watching them, and I actually enjoyed both of these movies a lot. I enjoyed Kong. I enjoyed King of All Monsters. It was dope. And I liked the whole MonsterVerse, the whole Monarch thing. I mean, I feel like a lot of stuff ties into what's going on in this world right now, from like 2016 and on. I feel like it's been, you know, it's been, the aspects that they put in these movies, it's really dope. I like it a lot. Sorry if you hear the rustling. That's my wire touching my beard and all this other shit. Anyway, so that clap is probably really loud. I apologize for that. So I'm not really want to do too many spoilers for the newer movies because you can see them on HBO Max, and I believe Kong versus Godzilla versus King Kong or Kong or however they, you know, have it, will be on HBO Max. So you should be able to peep it. So, but they have all the movies, all the, you know, pre, you know, leading movies on HBO Max. Shout out to HBO Max, man. They've been holding me down since the pandemic, man. Like, I didn't think I was going to want to have another streaming service, but they doing their thing. We'll get into that later with the streamer wars. So, let's see. Godzilla, like I said, 2014 Godzilla. This is what's starting new MonsterVerse style going on with Monarch and everybody. 15 minutes of Godzilla. That's all you need to know. He wrecks San Francisco. Boom. He's fighting some other monsters, but he wrecks San Francisco pretty bad. Everybody got an attitude. Fast forward, we go to Kong Skull Island. Kong Skull Island starts off in World War II. People get dropped off, end up fighting, you know, aerial fights, dog fights, stuff like that. And two fighters, one Japanese, one American, go through a base. They end up flying over the island where Kong is at, basically. I'm not really sure. I can't remember if it was like a portal type of situation, like Bermuda Triangle type situation, or was just them luckily landing on the island, on this random island that nobody had you know, ventured to, you know, in years. But anyway, that happens. These dudes are still trying to fight at each other, still going at each other with guns, knives, all that stuff. They're still going at each other. They get to the edge of a cliff, they fight, and boom, here comes Kong. Pops up and looking at him like, what the fuck y'all doing here? And I think he kills one of them. And then that was it. And then the movie starts. And then like it fast forwards to the 70s. You know, everybody's like, oh man, we're so happy to be going home. You know, it's because, you know, you're talking to soldiers now. They're so happy to be going back home. You got your traditional movie setup where you got soldiers. They're either, you know, in the war or they're out of the war. Think about, you know, talking about what they're going to do when they get back home. And, oh, I got a girl waiting for me back home. And I got my life all ahead of me and all that stuff. And you got that one soldier who's always like, I'm not going to be able to assimilate back into life when I get back. I need war. But he doesn't really say that. You can just tell that that's what his life is war. That's what he was bred for. That's where he feels himself the most valuable to society, is being in war. And as people are getting ready to go, this special, you know, unit of people gets called to go to this special island by some scientists who are, you know, working with the government, basically like, yo, we need somebody to give us a escort out to this island, you know, do some research. You know, all that just sounds fishy. You know, spoiler alert, it's Monarch. Knowing what's going on, they just need somebody to come there and help them. So they get there, everything's cool. Got a dope scene of people flying through choppers, flying through this outrageous storm to get there. Which is another thing. It's just super dope that all these islands seem to be, like, covered by, like, you know, these tornadoes with electricity inside of them and all this other shit and crazy storms and everything. But, you know, I almost feel like it's like the world saying, hey, don't come this way. There's some things over here you should not know and you should not be privy to. Don't come this way. But, you know, of course, you know, Cubans are going to be like, nah, that's just a bad storm. We can do this. So they get there, everything looks sweet. Kong pops up, starts swatting people out the air. They start trying to attack him. He ain't digging it. And then the rest of the movie is them trying to find a way off the island while being in this island that has like this extreme crazy growth of everything. It seems like everything on this island has some sort of mutation to it. It's like that movie, it reminded me of that movie with Natalie Portman that she was in with Gina Rodriguez and what's the whole girl's name? Was it Jennifer Jason Leigh? I can't remember. The girl from The Hateful Eight that was getting her ass whooped the entire movie. And I know y'all gonna listen to me like, why don't you know the names of the female actors? I want to say that's what her name is, but I'm pretty sure I don't remember the name of the actual movie and stuff. And Oscar Isaac was in it, and it was about aliens. But there was some sort of weird kind of growth like that where, you know, it looks like everything is just bigger than what it is. It's like they went to this one island that's like Honey, I Shrunk the Kids type of stuff. And, you know, we got giant bugs and stuff. Everything's deadly as hell. People getting, you know, taken out one by one. It just reminds me of like a, you know, it gave me like Predator, like the original Predator vibes where, you know, everybody's being taken out, you know, in this jungle somewhere. But it's not like one alien going around. It's just giant ants and giant, you know, snakes and Venus flytrap type stuff like that, just messing everything up. So they get there. Come to find out the American soldier that landed there before is still alive some kind of way. Still alive, trying to go back home. So they figure out a way, like, yo, let's get back home. My man made a boat, and let's get up out of here. But that's, you know, that's like I said, that's after, like, you know, the attack. So you got half the soldiers are like, yo, we should try to get up out of here. And the soldiers and the researchers together, other half of people are like, yo, we gonna kill this monkey for killing everybody. We gonna kill him. That's all it is. He's a big ass monkey. Let's kill him. We got a way to do it. Let's do it. Come to find out, Kong isn't trying to hurt nobody. He is there protecting the people that live there, because there are indigenous people that live there, and he's trying to protect them by these other giant, like, beings from beneath the surface who killed all of his family. So there was more giant Kongs, apparently, even though we'll get to that when we get to the next movie. But anyway, Kong's mad. He's trying to knock everybody out because they killed his folks. Get it. Cool. They figure a way off the island. We don't see Kong no more. Kong's cool. Sam Jackson did a great job in this role, in this job. Seeing Brie Larson in here, she did a good job as well. What's my man who plays Loki? Tom Hiddleston. It was fun seeing him in a role that he wasn't Loki, and he still did some. And he didn't give off the vibe as being like, oh, why is he here? Like, he doesn't do anything. Like, he kind of ripped up a little bit. You know, he out there getting to it. Toby Kebbell, he was the only person in this movie that pissed me off, because I thought the way he was acting in the movie was going to be a little bit different. I thought there was going to be something else that happened to his character, and his character went out like a punk, and I hated that shit. And I feel like the director led me down a different road with that. I'm not going to tell you how it is. Just watch it and tell me. Watch Toby Kebbell's character. He's the one dude that gets, I think his name was Chapman or some shit like that. He gets lost, and everybody just looking for him. Everybody's, you know, like, nobody, you know, behind, you know, let's make sure to get him back. Pissed me off. Corey Hawkins, dude who played Dr. Dre, and it was in the 24, new, he did a good job in there. John Goodman, always killing it, all the time. So they had a great cast in this movie. Liked it a lot. For me, I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10. Like I said, there were some aspects that, you know, initially drew me away from it, but, you know, it is what it is. That's how we move. So we move on to Godzilla, King of All Monsters. It's supposed to be a sequel to the 2014, even though there is nobody from the other movie other than, like, you know, the main scientist. It might be Ken Watanabe. Watanabe. I'm killing that name. I'm sorry. I'm going to get killed by CJ. I know he's going to kill me. But, you know, I'm not good at saying names. And that's not an excuse. That's a reason. I'm really terrible with names. My name is Noble, and I'm terrible with names. I say that all the time, and people think it's funny. I'm like, it's not funny, because people expect me to have a name like Noble to be able to pronounce all the names. But, like, really, that's what you expect me to do, is to know how to say somebody's name right. But anyway, that's personal shit. So, he's the only one that's really back. I think there was a British actress that's back. And they had a great cast in this one, actually. Via for Mia. If you don't know her, I don't know how you don't, because she's an amazing actress. She was in what's the movie with George Clooney? I'm about to say Up and Away. That's the movie about the swans or some shit that back in the day. Damn it, what is that movie? Well, anyway, she was in The Departed. She was the main female love interest between DiCaprio and Damon. That they didn't even know that they were both like into like that. Out here smashing everybody. Anyway, so let's see. She was in there. Oh my god, I did not. Millie Bobby Brown from Stranger Things was in here. O'Shea Jackson Jr. was in here. Thomas Middleditch was in here. Oh my god, there's so many good people. I'm like blanking on everybody's names. Dude from what is that show called, everybody walking around in circles, The West Wing, and he was the dad in Get Out of oh my god, he's like one of my favorite actors. He's really good. But yeah, anyway, so this is supposed to be after San Francisco. They flashback, two scientists lose their son. And so they both basically split up. You know, you lose a child, you know, most parents end up splitting up at some point in time. They, you know, it's hard for them to stay together just knowing that the child's not there anymore. But they had another daughter. That's who Millie Bobby Brown is. And she, so basically you just have, like, this whole thing. And there's not really a good way to not spoil this movie, because I want everybody to see it before, you know, you have your prerequisites done before you watch Kong. Godzilla versus Kong. But, you know, long story short, Godzilla has to basically defend his throne by King Ghidorah. I'm probably killing that name as well. Told y'all I'm not the best one with the monsterverse, but excuse me, I did find it interesting. I liked the movie. So that's all. I'm not gonna tell you all the other backstory, because I want you guys to get that stuff for yourself, see the movie. But I think you guys will enjoy Kong Skull Island. You'll enjoy King of All Monsters. A lot of dope stuff in there visually. Done well. I think I give King of All Monsters, I give that a 9. Personally, I give it a 9. I feel like there was a little couple plot holes and some unexplained things that didn't make the cut, but I get it at a 9. My predictions is I think, you know, other than the fight between the two, I think it's just going to come down to the fact that Kong's been out here on Skull Island by himself. He had to take care of his whole family, and they all died. And he's, you know, he's thinking that maybe it's time for me to assert some dominance. Maybe I should be running all the monsters. Because in King of All Monsters, you don't see Kong come to heed with everybody else when everybody else is doing stuff. He just by himself chilling like, yo, I'm taking care of, like, my island. My island is thriving. I don't know what y'all doing, but I'm making sure everything over here is cool. So you guys got to figure out what y'all doing. But I don't think I should be bowing down to this dude. And that's just me being as simple as possible. I think it just that's what it comes down to. Because also the government is trying. They want to live, you know, have a symbiotic relationship with Godzilla. But that might not be how everybody else wants to do it. So we'll see. That's where my prediction is for that. Moving on. Streaming Wars. Oh, man. Streaming Wars. So, HBO Max is killing. I said it earlier. They are killing it. There's so many things on there. I went, you know how, like, sometimes you'll just find yourself going through your streaming service and you'll be like, oh, let me just make a queue of some stuff that I'm going to watch or probably not watch ever. But you want to just see what they got, just to see. And at first, I found, like, their app to be a little weird, you know, as far as, like, getting through it. Thank you, James. Everybody, for all people who don't know, I usually do this because, like I said, I have the one-year-old. That is James. He likes to pop up and talk. If I'm talking for too long, he wants to add his two cents in because he wants to be heard and known. So say hi, James. No? Shy? Oh, man, y'all, when he gets on the mic, when I'm at the house setup, y'all get a chance. Once I actually get a chance to make this visual, we'll see. I'm a little ugly, so I don't want to do that. I didn't need you to chime in on the ugliness, sir. Okay, anyway, streaming services. HBO Max, they had a lot of great things in there that I had not got a chance to see. Number one show that I've been watching is How to Make It in America, which I never got a chance to watch because I didn't have HBO. And Titans, man. Titans is dope. I love the great take on Robin getting away from Batman and just like... Great cast, great. I'm only on episode 5 right now. I had a lot of stuff going on lately that kind of stopped me from being able to watch that show. My wife doesn't like to watch too much superhero type stuff. She'll watch some of it, but not all of it. But, man, HBO Max killing it with TV shows. And, Justice League. That's going to be my next one. I'm going to have to bring a guest on for that one. I can't do that by myself. It's too much to say about this movie. And I found the perfect person to do it. So, we'll talk about that later. But... was going through, and Amazon has some great stuff. Disney Plus, they're still keeping in there. I haven't watched as much stuff on there as I possibly want to. I still find myself going back to watching stuff I've already seen, except for that trailer for that new Mighty Ducks TV show.
I know, we watched Mighty Ducks. Yes, we have.
Mighty Ducks, that new show looked super dope. I like the way they went with it versus being like, oh, the Ducks are like basically the Hawks now. And you know, it brings it back to the heart of the story where you got misfit kids who just want a place to play and do with it and have fun, and you know they're getting back to that. And then by having Bombay be the person that, you know, taking over that Hans and Jan's role from the original films is just perfect for me. So I'm excited about that. I just hope that some of the old Ducks show up. You know, I hope Conway shows up. I hope Julie the Cat shows up. I hope Connie Moreau shows up. I hope Guy Germain shows up. You know, I would love to see Fulton show up. Like, I would love to see just some of them make, like, you know, a guest appearance. They don't even have to, like, maybe they're the ones that come help get the ice ready for and to get the rink ready for, like, Bombay and they're treating and showing the kids how to, like, you know, do stuff. Or either have some flashbacks from the movie or something, pictures or something. Just something to let me know that those characters are still within that same canon. So, but yeah, and then Netflix. Okay, so y'all trying to crack down on people sharing passwords. I get it. You know, it's a business. You got to make money. You got to do what you got to do. I get it. But y'all still got to give me something that's worth watching. I only watch Netflix for two reasons. Cocomelon for the baby. That's it. And then if it might stay on there afterwards if I'm too lazy to look for something else to watch. So it'll stay on there. So then me and my wife started watching Wheel of Fortune. Boom, watch Wheel of Fortune. Then we went to Hulu. Hulu had Wheel of Fortune too, and they had Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. So we were watching that. God, that's cringy. But we watched regular Wheel of Fortune. Love it. We actually were talking about trying to figure out how to get on there. So that's another whole story. We'll you know, we might have a podcast about that. But And we recently started watching Chappelle's Show, which, you know, shout out to Dave for getting your show back, getting your rights back, getting your life back from everybody, and the fact that people are trying to make things right within the community. But yeah, it's, you know, you got Netflix, Hulu, Prime Video, Disney Plus, HBO Max, the five streaming wars. Netflix, y'all gotta do better, man. I mean, the only way I see y'all edging people is because y'all have the docuseries that everybody wants to be, you know, CSI nowadays. So everybody wants to solve a killer case that's already been solved, or not solved, you know, depending on who the killer is. So that's the only way I see them hanging in. Disney did announce that they have like their side catalog that has more adult content. Saw that coming a mile away. I knew that was going to happen eventually because they bought into Hulu, but they didn't really, you know, absorb them or anything like that. So it's, Netflix is going to have to do something better, man. Like, y'all got some good stuff. I'm hoping the next season of Stranger Things comes off. I mean, I know pandemic stopped a lot of that, but y'all got to pick up some more different properties, come up with some better shows. Y'all killed some of the best shows y'all had, which I don't understand. I mean, I get the whole, like, we need a show four seasons or more. That's it. That's enough. And then and move on to something different because it eats up a lot of, you know, time and money and stuff like that. But y'all got to do better with it, man. Like, even the movies are subpar. So, you know, streaming wars, it's happening, it's continuously happening. Amazon is coming through with it, though. They are coming through with it. One Night in Miami, if you haven't got a chance to see it, I spoke about it, you gotta see that. So watch the trailer. My homeboy told me to watch the trailer for Invincible. That's gonna be in there. Boom, that looks dope. The Boys, I haven't got to season two yet. Don't crucify me. Season one was dope. It was a lot to handle for me, but, you know, shit was dope. I'll, you know, maybe eventually at some point in time, once I get those done. But it's just, they're coming up with good shows, good movies. I'm really enjoying the stuff I have there. And they have one of my favorite shows of all time on their Psych, which I can watch that. I have the box set, but I don't want to, you know, break it open. So, yeah. Shit's is wild out here. So, off of Streaming Wars, there has been some great music. I haven't listened to a lot of it, honestly. The last thing I listened to was Conway's last album. From Griselda. That's the last thing I've listened to with him and is the Big Power? I can't remember.
Well, you didn't listen to it because that's not the kind of music you need to listen to, sir.
Give me a second, y'all. This little man has done something wild. So we're going to take a quick break and I will get right back to you guys, all right? All right, everybody. So that was the break. Dropping off little man to grandma. So now it's just us talking again. So I think right before we stopped, I was going to jump into a little bit of world news. So the world opened up a little bit, i.e. Texas opened up fully. I'm in Georgia. They never really closed, honestly. Florida got crazy. Miami opened up. People have been going crazy on spring break, going places, acting foolish, as you've seen on the news. I haven't watched too much of it because, I mean, it is what it is. The news has been wild for the last year. Has been wilder than usual, you know, just because of everything, you know, election, pandemic, stuff like that. You know, it's just been wild. And the fact that people are still out here just not caring, the fact that, you know, over 500,000 people have died. But, you know, it is what it is. I mean, hell, I work in a business where people come in and yell at me about not wearing a mask all the time. Don't think about the fact that I'm here with the mask on, being able to work just the way I'd be able to, you know, take care of, you know, my family. But you still want to come in and essentially spit in my face. Some people have tried to actually spit in my face, but that's a whole nother thing that I'm not going to get into right now. My only thing I'm going to get into is just, we got to do better as people, each other. We're here together with each other to help take care of each other. And that's what life is about, as the connection. And I feel like we spit on that connection every single day that we decide to just think about ourselves. I mean, there's people who are like, hey, you should only think about yourself, only think about your family, only think about what you got going on, and work to put yourself in a position of power. But that's the thing, though. Life is about connection. If you're a single person, you have no connection, nobody else or whatever, I feel bad for you because you're not living up to life's full potential. We're all going through this. And for everybody who thinks that, oh, I got, you know, a couple million dollars to my name, I'm definitely better than somebody else, I'm definitely smarter than somebody else because I was able to amass this amount of wealth. Let me just tell you something. You're going to die. I'm going to die, and I have less money than you. And you know what? You know what makes us both the same? We are going to die. We're all going through this together. So even if you get to live life lavish as hell, and I don't get to live life lavish ever in my entire life, we're still going to die. Realizing that's the biggest similarity we have between each other, which is, you know, morbid as hell for your morning. Sorry. But, and by the time you probably hear this, it'll probably be afternoon. But even though, as morbid as that sounds, that's our biggest connection, is to be able to, you know, talk to each other, understand each other, and realize that we have more similarities than we have any differences, instead of focusing on the differences. And my thing is, I know a lot of people would say, hey, you know, whoa, calm down, what are you talking about? You know, it's the media, it's this person versus this person. Yo, this stuff has been around for a while, guys. The fact that you want to jump out and tell me that the media is the main reason why you feel the way you feel about somebody else, and that they're the ones pushing the division in this country, let me tell you something. There's been division in this country before major media got into it at all. This is shit that's homegrown, bound, that we teach each other, that we decided, like, hey, you know, don't go over there because those people over there aren't going to like you. And don't go over there because those people over there are dumb and stupid, lazy, good for nothing, and you don't want to be associated with that because then you'll be put in a certain box. We put each other in boxes long before we had a box that consumed our lives every day by watching it. So, you know, trying to find somebody else to blame, trying to find a boogeyman, trying to make some sort of big giant monster out of the mainstream media, to me, that's the biggest load of bullshit I've ever heard in my entire life. And I know that's the wave now, is to be like, oh, let's find somebody else. But we don't take any kind of self-accountability at all. Like, that's the thing. If you take accountability for something and just be like, hey, you know what? This happened because I did something. It's the most freeing thing in the world. Just take some accountability, and then you'll feel a lot better, because then you'll be realized that I'm not blaming it on somebody else. I can just say, hey, I did something wrong. I'm sorry. Let me make amends. I'd rather sit around and try to make amends for things all my life than sit there and try to say, well, you know, I did that, but the only reason I did that is because this person told me, or I was influenced by this person to do this, that, and the third. So you're going to tell me that you were influenced to do some hateful shit because somebody else said it, which means that I should absolve you of everything you did, and put all that fight on that person. That's what you're basically telling me. Like, that, and that makes it basically just puts you in like a area where it's like, oh, I can get away scot-free because everybody's gonna understand that I was tricked into doing something. I was tricked into doing these things. So you need to go after the person who tricked me and not me, because that's the real symptom. That's the real root of the problem, not me. Nah. You're susceptible. We're all flawed. We're all susceptible of doing some crazy stuff because we can be influenced by other stuff. But that's the thing. As soon as you realize that, you know, that's what it is, it's so much easier to get shit done, get things, you know, happening. Sorry, y'all. You hear me revving up and speeding down the highway trying to beat somebody else. I'm not driving reckless, though. I'm using headphones. That's why it sounds so shitty. Anyway, in my own personal life, I used to do that a lot. I used to give accountability for other people's actions to myself. It drove me insane. It drove me sick. To the point where I was 160 pounds at one point in time, and I went all the way down to 110 pounds because I drove myself so sick, saying that, oh, even though I can physically tell you that this person has wronged me and caused me to go through so much pain and agony, I say, you know what, maybe it's me personally. I did something to attract this person to myself, and then that I deserve this. That was the thing I did, because everybody was telling me to man up. Don't express your feelings. Don't talk about shit. I'm here to tell you right now, not talking about stuff, not finding people to connect with, to have connection, was the biggest mistake I had in my teens and in my 20s. I mean, I did find some people were the wrong people. That's a whole other thing right there. But in short, the connection we have between each other, that we're all on this ride called life together. Whether it's a roller coaster, whether it's a Ferris wheel, we're all doing this shit together, which means we're all going to have highs, we're all going to have lows, we're all going through it together, because at some point in time, we're all not going to exist anymore. And since people are afraid of what's going to happen on the other side because of lack of knowledge, you decide that I'm going to try to extend my life by trying to gain wealth, because I feel like if I gain wealth, I can gain power. If I have power, I should in some kind of way, you know, reverse this cycle of life that we know. No, you can't do that. You should not look to do that. You should look to understand that life and death is part of this whole thing together. Like, you're born so that you can die, so that you can go on to the next part of your of this journey that we call life versus thing. Like, I'm going to hold on to this so much because I'm having so much fun. That's cool. Have fun. Do what you got to do. But realize that at some point in time, all fun ends. And just because you don't know what's going to happen, sometimes, I mean, what if a fun thing stops on Monday, but then another fun thing happens on Wednesday? If you were, and it's better than what was happening on Monday, if you never stopped, you never gave a chance to let what happened on this day stop and just let it subside so you can roll into a new adventure, a new journey, you'll never know that. So you have to start letting things happen. Let the universe take its toll. Let it come to you. Because not all of it's going to be bad. You know, my homeboy hit me up, and we were talking about the whole shooting that happened in Boulder. And shout out to all the family members that, you know, lost their lives. I'm so, you know, I'm sorry that this is still an issue in this country where people could just go get a weapon and just shoot off people. And, you know, you'll have people who's like, oh, it's gun-free zone. So he was smart enough to go to gun-free zone and shoot off people. I have a whole bunch of different theories and conspiracy theory type stuff and stuff that goes with that. But I'm going to cut all that out because people lost their lives. And those people were alive. And they were expecting when they left their house that day to go back home the way they left. And they didn't. That's not fair. So I'm not going to, you know, give you no bullshit about, you know, what I think had happened and what I think was, you know, was going on. I'm going to just tell you like this, straight up. Fox wasn't talking about this shit because it looked like it was a white dude. And as soon as they found out the dude was not white and that he was a Syrian refugee, and I think that's what I heard was Syrian. Like I said, I didn't do my own research on this one because I'm spitting from the heart right now. As soon as they found that out, they picked it up with the quickness. Everybody else in the world was like, this is a person that's doing this. And yes, they were saying, oh, he's a straight white male, just like how what happened in Atlanta. And shout out to, you know, the people that's going on with that. You can't sit there and try to tell me that shit was not racially motivated. I don't give a fuck who you are. That's racially motivated if you go to a place that only has one specific type of race there and you shoot them down. You could have went to massage envy or any other envy problem, but no, you went to these locations specifically for a reason. So, you know, miss me all the way. Anyway, the fact that they decided to, like, oh, you know, jump on the bandwagon, and everybody's so quick to pander and try to tell you that this, that, and the third is happening and feeding into the narratives. And everybody's going to try to tell you, that's mainstream media. That's that. No, bro, we've been doing this before this. Like, if we didn't have mainstream media, we didn't have Twitter, we didn't have internet, we didn't have television shows like that, people are still going to be out here hating and telling people who, what not to do. I mean, hell, we've been doing this since, like, back in the day when they used to do little propaganda films before movie theaters when you didn't have like a, you know, you, or when they did it over the radio. Like, come on, like don't try to tell me that there's this big giant boogeyman that's telling you that this person is doing that when I'm pretty sure your great grandparents might have told you something in the house away from something else. Like, we have to take some sort of accountability for our own actions and realize that we're all here together to work together for the betterment of each other, not for our own self-interest. And not saying that by taking a few minutes to help somebody else is going to drag you down to their level. If you think that going down the street and packing up some lunches and giving them to homeless people and then trying to figure out when the last time they actually ate something good, figuring out what you can do to get them into a shelter, figuring out what you can do to give to your local shelter to make more rooms for that, if that you think that's going to make you homeless, then you have some more self, you know, you got some research you got to do by on your own self. You got to look deep, dig inside and like, what am I so afraid of? And your thing comes back to say, hey, media did that. I'm going to turn off the media. It's still a personal problem. It's still a personal problem that you have to do. Because, I mean, that means that you've been wired this way for a certain while and you have to figure it out. But looking for, it's one thing to look for a boogeyman and put all the blame on that boogeyman and say, oh, I'm a slave to this. No. You have to start taking some sort of accountability on your own actions to figure out that shit. I mean, and then people will try to tell you, oh, don't make an echo chamber. Don't turn off the stuff. Don't only filter in what you want. The people who are saying that shit, shut up. Our lives are customized. We customize our lives all the time now to only see what we want to see. That's what life has given us right now. You're never going to be able to bring people out of their echo chambers. You want them to be out of it so bad and to jump into another one. We just need to knock all the shit down at the end of the day. Knock it all down. But people aren't going to be so quick to knock it down because they've been conditioned to think and live and move in a certain way. But they're still getting away from the connection. The connection. That's what it's all about, is being able to be connected to each other. And we're missing out on that so much. Because you can tell me, oh, I got 1,000 followers. Do you know these people? Do you text them? Do you call them? Do you actually have a one-on-one conversation with them? Face-to-face or either over Zoom? Do you actually know them? Or just as another person you want to add to your stat line to say, hey, I'm important because I have this amount of people that are watching what I say or do. Like, I still call people. I still get on the phone. I talk to people. They might not want to do it, but I'm letting them know that there's a connection there. Me and you, we still have a bond that precedes this internet age, that precedes, like, you know, any of the social media shit. And I have a lot of friends who don't even do social media. I'm the only one that does it because I run different things through that. But they just, we still talk to each other. You know, we still get up and do things together. You know, not so much, you know, with COVID and everything, but it's just these connections that we're all missing. Like, we're all looking for, searching for something, and we're missing it. It's right there in front of us. The biggest thing, connect with each other. That's all we need to do. We need to figure out a better way of doing that, and a better way of not letting people try to tell you what stuff is. I had somebody try to reach out to me during the pandemic last year and tell me that I was wrong for posting something on social media and trying to learn me something good. I cut that motherfucker off very quickly. Why? Because, not because I didn't want to hear it anymore and I wasn't going to grow, because you assumed something, jumped out of your own space to try to tell me something about my life that you don't know too much about because you never walked the day in it, which is a, you know, big, big thing we can always tell somebody. But it's true. It doesn't make it not true. I'm not going to tell you how you live your life, so don't tell me how to live mine. Don't tell me how to do mine, which is attitude. But if you wanted how to, you know, have a real talk and sit and discuss something instead of trying to chastise me about something, we can do that. I'm open for that all day long. I love to learn, gain knowledge. I love to be wrong about something, because that means I'm learning something that I didn't know, and that's gonna make me a better person. But if you think you know you're always up and you're always gonna be, you know, trying to one up people, then you know you can miss me. I'm never gonna talk to you again. You'll never see me. You'll never hear from me. You know, I'm gonna let you still hang around so you can see my shine later on. But that's on some petty shit that I gotta fix for myself. But that's just what it is. You know, we're missing a connection. Reach out to somebody. Reach out to somebody you've never spoken to before that you would like to learn something about them. Reach out to them to figure out what bias that you didn't know that you had, and try to figure out what you can do to fix those biases so that we can get this connection back, so that we can start working for each other again, start living for each other. That's all I implore everybody to do. That's all I implore y'all. If you listen to me like, you know what, who are you to tell me to do this? I don't want to do none of that shit. I'm going to do whatever I want to do. That's cool. Just know one thing. Whatever it is that your true feelings are about people, you know, if you don't know already, I'm a black man. Black man in America. Black man in Georgia. In the South in America. You know how the shit has been going like this for a while. I was raised here, but I was not born here. I lived half of my life in Virginia, other half in Georgia. Been around other places too, but you might want to help me get back to my takes on all this stuff. No, I'm not going to do that. I did it to myself, realized that made myself sick again. Don't do things to make yourself sick. Do things to make yourself feel better. Do things to be healthy. Even if that means, you know, go talk to somebody. Find your HR department at your job. Go, you know, join BetterHelp or something like that. I'm not getting paid by them. That's just, you know, I've dealt with them for a little bit. It's dope. Therapy is definitely an issue in this country. I know we talk a lot about mental health. People, the mental health aspect, this, 10 to 3rd. No, getting your mental health, cleaning your closet out mentally is a good thing that you need to do all the time. A lot of us don't understand how to do it. A lot of us look at that stuff. I mean, that's even a culture thing there too, that men don't want to talk about men shit because they feel like it makes them weak, because it's been conditioned to tell that you're weak if you talk about stuff. Well, you know what? That's what makes people snap and end up. I've had a lot of people in my life who have killed themselves because they were so pent up inside because they didn't know what, they didn't let go of what's going on. I lost a lot of good friends to that. So talking to people is always an option. Find those connections. Like, live for each other. Love each other. Like, it's not that hard of a thing to do. It really isn't. It really isn't when you take the time to do it. It might take some people a longer time because it's been written in your DNA to live a certain way, to treat other people a certain way. But it doesn't mean that you can't do it. You can't undo it. Stop living for your political identity. Stop living for an identity other than, you know, for living for other people. Like, that's a really good thing to do. It's a good thing to try. It's a good thing to strive for. I mean, if you want to sit around and think nobody understands how hard it is for me to be where I am. No, there's plenty of people. There's like 7 billion people that understand what you're going through, because we're all going through something. At the end of the day, we all are going to die. We were all born. We're all going to die. We all don't know what's going to happen. Therefore, it's good to kind of come together and try to figure out that aspect of things. Figure out the similarities, not the differences. All right, that's me on my pool. That's me on my pulpit, on my soapboxes, as they would say back in the day. So other than that, man, it's good to be back. I took some time away because I had a lot of things that were going on, family health stuff like that. It took me away from you guys for a while, but I have been cooking up content, and you guys will hear more from me. Like I said, we're gonna have the Justice League talk. I'm gonna have a guest on for that. Oh, you know what? Before I go, actually, you know what? I might say that for a whole other episode. I want to get into the Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I love that first episode. Man, it gave me everything. Everybody knows that I love, out of all the Marvel shows, Captain America is my favorite. It gives me, you know, the spy movie vibe. It gives me James Bond's vibe. It gives me Mission Impossible. It gives me Jason Bourne. It gives me those vibes, as far as, like, I hate seeing vibes so much, but, you know, that's the vibe, I guess. Anyway, it gives me so much of that, and I feel like this show was right there with it. So we'll get into that. I'll give it its own episode. I don't want y'all to think like, oh man, this nigga just been going and going and going and going, then he gonna try to talk about some movies at the end after he said all that shit. So with that being said, man, y'all have a great day. It's good to be back, and I promise not to be away so much anymore. So with that, this has been Noble Lee. These are my thoughts. Take them how you want, but always take them with a grain of salt. Peace.